It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a little international watch special. Now, Craig Hannon was pestering me as ever across our desks in the office last week, and he was saying it'd be good. We did some more shows on what people are up to on international breaks, and I said, Craig, I can't be expected to watch all these extra games of football, you know, in the middle of the night, watching Uruguay or whatever it is, and see what everyone's going. And we thought, well, maybe we could speak to people from those countries who do know a little bit more about what is going on, about our Liverpool players out on international duty, and also general reflections of these players in these countries generally. So first of all, I'm joined by an old friend. It's Kim from the official Liverpool Supporters Club in Netherlands to talk to us about Virgil van Dijk. So Kim, first of all, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
So first of all, well, let's start in the very current. Holland... going pretty well at the moment, and Virgil van Dijk not just defending well, but scoring goals as well.
Yeah, he's scoring for Holland quite a bit lately, so we're very proud of that. And of course, he's our captain as well, and he's doing very well being the captain and, well, giving us all these victories and draws and whatever, but we're doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, doing well at the moment. I've seen a few people suggesting that, you know, this Dutch team might have a real chance at the World Cup, because lots of others in Europe especially, and England very especially, are stuttering like anything at the moment, whereas you guys just quietly going about your business. Tough to beat, a bit of star quality in there as well. You know, I mean, the Dutch have had the hard spoken before, of course, in major tournaments, but is there a little bit of quiet optimism that you guys have got a pretty good team who might do well in Qatar?
I think we always think we're going to win. It's the best way. We always go to a tournament believing that we can win it. But Fahao is doing really well with the team at the moment, because I don't even think we were the better team against Belgium over the weekend. But we played solid. We kept defending strong. And in the end, it only took one chance to actually win the game. So if we keep doing that in Qatar, who knows what might happen.